Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 255, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. Every other weekday, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. But on Fridays, I answer your questions that you send in through our site. And for those of you that are listening to a Q&A show for the very first time, I just want to remind everyone that this is a space where I want you to be able to come here and expect the truth. To the best of my ability, to the best of my knowledge, I will only give you information that I know to be true. So with that, let's see how I can help one of our listeners and start optimizing your life.
Hi, my name is Christina from Sacramento, California. I have 2 questions for the Optimal Health Daily podcast. Firstly, there's some discussion about tattoos and how those can affect your health over time, the long-term effects of tattoos. I was wondering if you had any insight into that, into getting ink. And then the second question I have is, it's really easy for me to get sucked into taking a lot of vitamins, like multivitamins, but also if you go to the GNC store, there's just so many vitamins, and before you know it, you end up taking like 12 different vitamins, you know, a day. So I was wondering if you had any insight on, you know, is this like a scam? Is like the GNC thing like a scam? Or, you know, are these vitamins really helping me, or is it really just in my head? Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for your questions, Chrissy. I'll actually address the tattoo safety question first. The bottom line here is, sadly, we don't know yet. What I mean by that is no one has taken the time to study the long-term effects of tattoos. We know what can happen in the short term, like infections, allergic reactions, bleeding, and pain, of course. Now, a couple of years ago, researchers interviewed 300 New Yorkers and asked them if they experienced any complications after getting a tattoo. They found that if they did have any issues, it was typically occurring in the short term. Any long-term effects, which they defined as a complication lasting for more than 4 months, usually involved red bumps that didn't seem to go away, permanent scarring, and the skin looking scaly. What was really interesting was that red and black inks tended to cause more reactions than any other ink color. But this isn't the first time that researchers have raised concerns about tattoos. Specifically, there have been concerns about the ink that's being used. This is because, as of now, there are no regulations when it comes to tattoo ink and the chemicals found in them. In fact, some tattoo inks have been found to contain lead and arsenic, which are harmful to the body. But again, the trouble is we don't have data to know whether this actually affects a person's health. In fact, we can't even put too much stock in the New York study I just mentioned. One of the biggest flaws in the researchers' methods was that they had their subjects try and remember when they got their tattoo, any symptoms they had, what those symptoms look like, where they occurred, etc. I don't know about you, but I can't remember what happened last week, let alone 4 months ago. So we know in research that relying on people's memories is a huge flaw in research design. So I wish I had a better response for you, Chrissy, with regards to tattoos and their safety, but right now all I can say is we need more studies to know for sure. What I can say is, if you do get a tattoo, of course, go to a place that's reputable, that cleans their needles, and consider if you're getting red or black ink, that you watch for any kind of reaction, any kind of skin reaction. Because again, for many, red and black ink tend to stimulate some sort of immune response. Now, onto your question about taking lots of vitamins. Bottom line here, if they're trying to sell you on it, it's probably a scam. Meaning, if someone is trying to sell you the idea of taking a number of different vitamin and mineral supplements and your doctor hasn't already asked you to do so, you likely don't need them. Now, when it comes to taking just one multivitamin a day, the consensus is it probably won't hurt you. On the off chance you go a while without eating any fruits or vegetables or whole grains, or aren't incorporating a whole lot of variety like we talked about over the last two podcasts, a multivitamin can help provide some of those nutrients you weren't getting. So think of it like an insurance policy. Just keep in mind that some of the vitamins and minerals you get in pill form may not always be absorbed. So that's why we don't want people to rely on multivitamins to support their health. Now, there are a number of reasons for this. First, our bodies are better equipped to pull nutrients from food instead of a pill. Second, the way the supplements are manufactured affects how the body absorbs them. Some vitamins are immediately destroyed when they hit the stomach because of the stomach's strong acid content. Others are better absorbed when you take them with food. For example, calcium is most often found in two forms when you buy it as a supplement, either calcium citrate or calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate specifically is better absorbed when taken with food. Oh, and calcium is also better absorbed when vitamin D is present too. So do you really need to take individual vitamins and minerals? No, probably not. Again, unless your doctor has said so. If you want to just kind of be safe, maybe take a daily multivitamin. Now be careful when you do purchase a multivitamin. Please don't buy the ones, ladies, that are labeled prenatal multivitamins. That is really only for those ladies that are preparing to be pregnant or are in early stages of pregnancy. The reason why you wouldn't want to purchase a prenatal supplement is because it's got a lot of iron in it, and you don't need too much iron unless you're planning on becoming pregnant in the near future. Too much iron can actually cause you to bleed internally, and if this goes on for long enough, it could be fatal. So if purchasing a multivitamin and you're an adult, just buy the regular old adult multivitamin. If you're approaching your late 50s and 60s, they do have specific multivitamins for those age groups, and those are perfectly fine when you do reach that age. Some other tips when buying a supplement or a multivitamin. Ignore any misleading claims. Sadly, misleading claims on the packaging of nutritional supplements can still happen. Sometimes companies get away with it for a while. If a supplement, for example, promises to be a cure for something, ignore it and definitely don't buy it. Next, take a look at the form the supplement is in. For example, omega-3 supplements should be enteric coated, which helps prevent it from being absorbed too quickly. And it also helps prevent those fishy burps people have been complaining about when they take an omega-3 supplement. Also, don't buy chewable vitamin C, because vitamin C is an acid. It's also known as ascorbic acid. And this acid can eat away, pun intended, your tooth enamel. So pay attention to the form the supplement is in. And as I've always said, you probably know what I'm going to say next. Always do your homework and check for quality and purity. At a minimum, look for a USP symbol on the packaging or NSF, or go to consumerlab.com and do a search on your own.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for the question, Chrissy. I hope that helped. That's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing this show with a friend or family member. I hope you have a wonderful post-4th of July weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.